Hey everybody, Jonathan here from Jake and Jonathan. Just giving you a little pre-announcement to tell you that our podcast merch is now available before Christmas so that it arrives on time for Christmas. This year's limited edition one print merch is a very beautiful t-shirt with Gandalf on the front saying 1,000 sticks. This is the 1,000 sticks merch. It's the official t-shirt of the Jake and Jonathan podcast. Now, how do you find it? You just go to teespring.com/stores/JakeJonathan, or you can find that link in the show notes somewhere. This is limited edition, meaning we will never print it again, just like last year's t-shirts. There's just one print run. We do it for a few weeks just before Christmas, and then that's the end of it, and then there'll never be an option to buy it again. This year, I think it's a pretty cute, funny t-shirt. It's the little Gandalf that you can see hiding in the background of the podcast art, and that's all it is. Very minimal. Very, very minimal. So if you buy this t-shirt, do send us a picture of yourself wearing it, either on Twitter or on Instagram, or to pbc@ajsmart.com. Definitely check it out. And also, notice that the dark t-shirt is more expensive than the light t-shirt, and that is because it is Gandalf the space gray version of it. It's not just a black t-shirt. This t-shirt is space gray, so we had to make it more expensive for no reason. Also, you notice the t-shirts are kind of expensive. This has nothing to do with us. We're basically making no money from these things. It's just these t-shirt printing websites are super expensive. So we're probably getting about $1 or $2 for every t-shirt you buy. That's not the point of this. It's just so that we get to, get a few people wearing these t-shirts and supporting the podcast. So enjoy the rest of the podcast. That's teespring.com/stores/JakeJonathan. Have a great day. Bye bye. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jake and Jonathan. Hey, everybody, it's Jake and Jonathan. Oh, God, we don't say show.
You can't introduce me.
Sorry. Hey, it's Jake.
Hello, it's Jonathan in Berlin.
Oh, man.
It's early, dude. It's early for you.
So early, and yet not early enough. I totally blew through our scheduled podcast recording time this morning, even though we've been doing the podcast at the same time on Monday morning for a few weeks now. I just didn't show up today. Wasn't in my brain at all. Not at all.
I did have the extra time to record the ad for the t-shirts. Jake, what do you think about the t-shirts?
I love the t-shirts. I love them. I'm actually going to buy one.
I bought one already.
I'm going to buy one live, and I'm trying to decide between the white and the gray because...
Space gray
is probably going to be the way to go, honestly.
Oh, it's a bit more expensive. Interesting.
It is a bit more expensive. Gosh.
I mean, you have to pay for that spacey gray, you know?
Yeah. I wonder how the fit is on these because I'm kind of a weird size.
Me too. I have a snake body. I'm long and I have not very broad shoulders. So I have my body is a full snake.
Yeah. I wonder if I'm a large or an extra large.
I have no clue.
Try blend. It's not going to shrink. Huh.
Yeah. I chose the kind of best quality t-shirt that they sell because we did workshopper t-shirts recently and they're quite hard and I wanted like something soft.
Yeah. I'm going to go for extra large. I can always give it to somebody if I feel like extra large is easier to give away than large.
In America, maybe.
Oh, zing!
You know, we wear stuff tight in Europe as well.
Oh, man.
Great. You got it?
Yeah, but now I'm freezing up. I'm not sure if... Wait, there's a little size chart here. It says large, length 29.5 inches, width 21 inches, extra large, length 30. See, that length is really important because my body is very long.
Yeah, you don't want it to be too baggy either, though.
Extra wide. I don't want it to be too baggy.
I just went straight for medium, even though I'm like very, very tall.
You're very tall, so you went medium.
Yeah,
okay.
I went medium.
All right, I'm going to try large. All right.
Yeah.
Are they going to sell out, though?
Well, we're not going to have a limit in stock. We're just going to have a limit in time. So we'll just stop selling them in December.
Okay.
Mid-December, I think. Or no, I think it will be the first week of December. But basically, the idea is we'll leave them up from now till about the first week of December, and then they'll be gone forever. Like last year, we just won't put them back up again.
Okay.
Limited edition.
And do we make a lot of money off of this?
Dude, nothing. So I was thinking, I was like, oh, we could do it like for charity and the, and then I saw, oh, wait, if we actually want to make profit on the t-shirts, then they have to be like $35, including shipping. So I was like, let's just do it at cost price. So we'll probably, I think it would be funny to do an episode at the end. We made $15 total from last year's merch. This year, I think we're probably going to make maximum about $25 total, because we're getting about 60 cent to $1 per t-shirt sale. It's pretty serious stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to be rich, dude.
That's big money. Well, you know, it's a scale. If we just get the scale up there big enough.
Yeah. Everyone should buy a t-shirt for their friend.
I have it in the cart. I actually have one large and one extra large. I figure I'd just get one of each in the cart, but it's too hard to type with one hand because I'm holding the microphone.
You want to
so
just
I'm not
order
complete
at the end.
My order until later. I'll order it at the end.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, man, I have a couple ideas for topics.
Okay.
Just one quick one.
Yeah.
Update on the babies episode.
Okay, yeah.
Because in that episode, you started talking and I was like, yeah, but you know, it's great times and it's so memorable and all this stuff about babies.
Because I was complaining about babies.
You were complaining, and I was thinking in my mind, I'm like, if my wife hears this, she's going to think I'm a horrible person, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, somehow it came out, we were talking about it, and she said, oh my God, yeah, that was the worst. Like, people don't talk about it that much, but the early years of the kids is like so slow and so boring and so, so unpleasant. She's like, I look at kids now who are like 1, 2, 3 years old, 4 years old. And it's just like, oh man, I don't want to trade places with you.
I don't want one of those again.
So it is tough. And I guess, you know, it's an interesting thing that you have sort of selective memory loss, I think, about it.
Yeah.
Or I do anyway. And tend to remember sort of more the sweet times and not the kind of,
I think I don't want to scare people off it because I did read, you know, the thing that I do have in the back of my mind is that I do think it's a good investment. And I do think, in my mind, that I'll be very happy about my choice, you know, 5 years from now or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And the company is kind of like that too, you know. I have to say the company is like
it's like a big crying baby.
Extremely difficult, especially this year has been by far the most difficult year to run the company. But I see, it's not like I'm just doing this and then just, you know, beating myself for no reason. I see the kind of that putting in this investment now is a good thing for the future. And also I have to say, the baby, Mariana, in the last 3 or 4 days, so she learned how to crawl, that changed everything. So she's not screaming and frustrated anymore. So she's able to make her way around a bit and just less angry. So she got a bit cuter this week and this weekend. You know, after like, I still got a bit bored this week, like yesterday after like 4 hours of taking care of her, I'm like, okay. Oh, I wish she slept a bit longer in her naps and stuff. But yeah, I feel like got a bit cuter. There was some cuteness this weekend where I was like, that's actually kind of nice. So yeah, thanks for telling me that your wife is also on the same page as me.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are all jerks. You, my wife, everybody.
Yeah,
we're baby haters.
We had a lot of people writing in about it as well who also hate their babies. But in the end, everyone is happy, you know, about their... Like, no one wrote in and said, I hate my baby and I still hate my like 6-year-old or something.
Yeah, right.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be saying that in the podcast. Yeah. Product Breakfast Club. Oh my God. Dude, so I did something this week I think you would have thought was quite cool.
Oh.
I went to Helsinki for one night. I got my friend a birthday present.
Helsinki's amazing.
And the birthday present I got him was an astrophysics lecture.
Oh.
In Helsinki. By a guy.
Oh, it wasn't like you didn't do the lecture.
No.
You're like, happy birthday.
That. Happy birthday. Black holes are big and scary. No, it was this guy called Brian Cox. He's a famous British astrophysicist and used to be a rock star, which is kind of funny.
Oh.
And he does this kind of 2-hour long lecture, but he also has like really cool visualizations and simulations that were created by the people who did the special effects for one of my favorite movies, Interstellar.
Wow.
And these are simulations that you can't find anywhere online, which is really annoying because I wanted to rewatch some of them. And yeah, it's just, it's kind of like the book, you know, the Stephen Hawking book, A Brief History of Time or something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
that as a stage show with really cool visual effects, but also just a straight up hardcore physics lecture where after a while I was like, I don't understand. And also I was very, very, very drunk, but that's another story. But yeah, that was funny. One night, Helsinki, watch an astrophysics lecture, blew my mind, made me feel very small, and then got drunk and went to the sauna. And now I'm back.
Wow, man. Did any Russian men hit you with sticks?
Not this time, unfortunately. Okay. There was no Russian men this time in the sauna because I went to this one. A lot of our listeners recommended, or people on Instagram recommended me to go to this place called Lauli. And thank you all for that recommendation because it was great. I want to tell you, actually, so I know you're not into this stuff, hardcore drinking, but Laura at AJ and Smart, she, when we were in New York 2 weeks ago, she said, you know what? So I had a hangover the first morning we were there. And she was like, I was like, oh my God, I have such a bad hangover. And she was like, I don't. And I was like, how the hell do you not have a hangover? We were drinking all night. And she said, I drink vodka soda and it doesn't give you a hangover. And I was like, okay, that's, first of all, vodka soda is vodka, soda, water, and a lime. That sounds disgusting to me. It's just like water and vodka in it. And I was like, whatever, I'll try it. So next night, drank, you know, a lot again, but just vodka soda, no hangover at all. So I decided to take it for a massive test run in Helsinki. myself and my friend Eric, we took a flight at about 3 p.m., bought a massive bottle of Russian standard vodka at the Berlin airport because in Helsinki, everything's super expensive. And we drank like, let's say maybe three vodka sodas worth of vodka before landing and before getting into Helsinki. And then we just kept going at the presentation. Jesus. They had it too. We drank it there. I drank from 3 p.m. until 5 a.m. And I don't do this usually. I'm not even like that much of a party guy at all. Like I'll have a casual drink, but like this would have ruined my life. I would have had a full-on existential crisis for the next 3 days. I don't know when the last time you had a hangover was, but it makes you like, if you have a bad one, you have an existential crisis and you're like, what am I doing with my life? So it didn't happen. I went to sleep at 5 a.m., passed out is the right word. My friend passed out as well. And we both had just been drinking vodka sodas all night. Woke up at like 10 a.m. because we had to, or 11 a.m. had to check out. Totally fine. Tired, but no hangover, no headache, no existential crisis, no extreme depression, no like remembering one thing I did when I was 20 and regretting it for the whole day. It was amazing. Vodka soda, man. I just want to like give it 20 sticks right now.
Is it fun to drink like that? That just doesn't sound fun
so
to
much
me.
Fun.
It's the
fun.
Whole thing you described, getting like get from buying the vodka yeah. at the airport
yeah.
on. I'm just like, that doesn't sound fun because...
How is that
like,
not
to
fun?
Me, I don't know. You know, I guess I'm just a boring person. But to me, the airplane ride, actually, I like being on the airplane. Like, and what I like is I have quiet time. I work on like a project, you know, or like listen to some music or read. I like the quiet time. And then like to me, being in Helsinki overnight, it's like Helsinki is so cool. I would just ruin it to be like drunk. Like,
yeah,
you know,
you
I just want to see it.
You know? We met some random people. They brought us to different bars. We met some other people. You never really meet people when you're off being sober. So we were in this one bar. It was really weird. And outside that bar, by the way, my friend has really an amazing, like the best afro you've ever seen. And so everyone talks to him. And people are just bringing us around to places. That's like the fun part about drinking. But also, I mean, you know, you just got to drink loads of vodka. Also, I can't get drunk. I find it so hard to get, like, tell me if anyone's listening right now and they're over the age of 30, at J Ice Cream on Instagram, let me know, do you also have trouble getting drunk now? Because I think my problem is that now I'm thinking so much about not looking stupid because I'm older. I don't want to embarrass myself. I don't know if you know what I mean, but like when I was younger, I would just like drinking till I black out and it doesn't matter because it's fun and you do stupid stuff. But now I'm like, don't want to look like I'm sloppy. Don't want to look like I'm stupid. But I decided to not think about that in Helsinki. You know, nobody I know lives in Helsinki. So that was Helsinki.
Man. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well,
that was fun.
That sounds like a great time for you, John.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't really have anything. I can't really build off of that because I don't have many experiences.
I have a segue.
Okay, good.
There. So that was really fun. I really enjoyed last week. I really enjoyed this weekend. And I think whenever things are going well, I'm like already suspicious. I'm already like, okay, it's been like 5 days in a row. The company is going well. Some of the bigger kind of more crazy strategic plays that we've been trying are working well. And then today I came to work. And so I think it was like, this is like the worst day of work in quite a while. Yeah, I can't really tell you exactly on this podcast. I probably have to tell the public what happened today in March next year. But yeah, some just annoying shit happened that comes up when you're trying to run a company, stuff that like just like a stick in the wheel of progress. So yeah, today's been a really, really irritating day, even though I was on such a good, fun and positive run. Oh man,
I'm dying to know what happened.
I'll tell you off.
We should like beep it out or something.
Well, no,
You can tell me later.
It's a very annoying, when you hear and everyone listening now and just building it up so much.
Yeah.
So to give some context, in January 2019, I took over AJ and Smart officially, bought my co-founder shares, not all of them, most of them, and took kind of the control of the business as the only person running it. And the next 6 months, or like from and also, by the way, at the same time, I had the baby at the same moment. And instead of just like leaving things as they are and not stressing myself out, I was like, okay, now's my chance to build AJ and Smart the way I want it. And so I went pretty hardcore in terms of pushing my vision for the company, especially the agency side and the quality that I was looking for and the sort of level of work ethic that I was looking for. Yeah, that led to me basically, you know, having to change out some of the staff, which is maybe you don't realize how stressful this is, but it's the most stressful thing on the planet. And yeah, a lot of the decisions I sort of made in January are now happening today, like last week and the week before. And everything was going to plan, like literally everything. And it was like done. The whole process was done. The whole like new staff setup was done. The whole like we're on the, and then one little thing just like farted and shat all over it, which now means that I have probably another 6 months ahead of me of trying to figure shit out now. And I'm just like pissed. I'm pissed, Jake. But you know what? That's okay. What you get if you want to be a fucking CEO. Why did I do this? Why don't I just go make way more money consulting for fuck's sake? I really don't know why.
Why do you do that? Why do you? I mean, do you know now? Because right now you could walk away from it and do your own thing.
I know, totally. I really don't want to. I think, so I follow my gut feeling generally. And my gut is telling me I still really enjoy running this company. I see a kind of like a, it's never been at the point where I want it to be, but I see how to get there.
Yeah.
And for me, the freedom, it's weird. Like running a company gives me a lot of freedom. Last week we talked about, or 2 weeks ago, we talked about delegation.
Yeah.
I'm able to still make money while not doing any client work and not having any specific obligations, just having ideas, which is what I like to do. So if I could just make money just having ideas and other people execute them, that's great. But that is called a company. So I'll end up making a company no matter what happens. But yeah, there are times like this morning where I have a moment where I'm like, you know, my friend Eric, who I traveled with to Helsinki, he's a consultant. He's a really great product consultant. And yeah, sometimes I'm talking to him and I'm like, Jesus, you know, you don't have to deal with any, like you don't have to fire people, you don't have to have these types of conversations, you don't have to like have a lot of people's livelihood depending on you. Those things are nice. But yeah, I think I'm built to be an owner of a business, you know what I mean? I think it's like in my blood. I always default back to something like that, no matter what I do.
It all goes back to tunnel world,
basically. Tunnel world. AJ and Smart is tunnel world too. But yeah, I will admit that not having a co-founder, so Michael, my co-founder, not having him here to just like, at least sit down and just complain about some of the stuff with. This is the thing, the negative.
Well, you
part.
Complain to me. How about if I become a half owner
no
of the company?
You have no
see, that's the thing.
Game.
You should just give me 50% of the company and then you can continue complaining.
You could have
to me.
50%. Okay, you can have 50% of it. No. I was going to say you can have 50% of AJ and Smart if you want to take 50% of the risk. Do you know how much it costs to run this company every month? Yeah. So anyway, I'm just complaining because I had a shit day. But you know what? Sometimes people need to hear that and not hear that every time we're like, oh, everything's amazing and we're successful. Shitty day, but maybe good week. Who knows?
Oh, man. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that.
What a downer.
That sucks. Yeah, that sucks. Okay, I have a like abrupt topic shift. I just thought this would be fun. And since you sound like you need some fun.
Yes,
so
hit me with some fun.
I just thought it'd be interesting to share like music that we recently added to your phone. Do you use Spotify or Apple
Spotify,
Music?
Spotify,
yeah. Use Spotify. Okay, I use Apple Music, so I don't know how it works exactly on Spotify, but on Apple Music, you can see the albums that you recently added, and I just thought it'd be an interesting conversation starter to hear what you what you added recently.
Okay, so first of all, I basically my way of listening to music is I listen to kind of the same three or four albums and artists over and over again for years.
Whoa, okay.
So
I do that a bit, actually. I do a mix of that and then occasionally new stuff. So what are those for you?
The War on Drugs.
Okay.
They sound exactly like Bruce Springsteen, but more modern.
Okay.
I really like The War on Drugs. I've been listening to them for like 2 years straight, and their new album I listen to probably at least once every week. I also really like one album by a band called Lord Huron. Lord Huron. I like their album. I think it's called The Night We Met or something. Or
oh my gosh, The War on Drugs. I just looked up The War on Drugs and the guy.
Oh yeah.
That guy looks like the real deal.
He looks like he lost the war.
Wow.
He's a very... the album I like from Lord Huron is called Strange Tales. Trails. The song at the end is called The Night We Met. And this song is in this really cheesy Netflix show called 13 Reasons Why, and it's just a very nice, emotional, beautiful song. So those two bands I listen to a lot. And then there's two tracks. There's literally two songs that I've been listening to on repeat regularly for about 3 years now. It's really weird because the band doesn't, it barely seems to exist, and there's another band that has the same name as them, and it's really irritating. So it's a band called Drema, D-R-E-Y-M-A. And the two songs I listen to from them on repeat are a song called Askja, A-S-K-J-A, Askja, and then Myvatna, M-Y-V-A-T-N-A. I listen to those two songs on repeat, and they remind me of the movie Interstellar. They kind of sound like that soundtrack, but without any of the really loud bits. So,
what is that band called? Say the name of the last one again.
Drema, D-R-E-Y-M-A. Drema. They're all like ambient relaxation. But if you search
D-R-E-Y-M-A.
Drema.
E-Y-M-A. Drema. Okay.
Drema, yeah.
Ah, okay. I found it.
They're in all these kind of dreamy and distorted and dreamy and focus. And I don't know. I listen to that on repeat sometimes.
Okay.
When I'm doing stuff.
What's the other one that you liked from them?
Myvatna.
Okay, those are the top two songs, probably just because you're
playing
them so
much. They were the only two songs for about 2 years, and I even emailed that band. They seem to be from Portland. I emailed them asking them, like, is there anywhere I could, like, buy their music? No reply. And I even messaged them on Facebook, and they were impossible to find, and now they've added to some news. They almost seem like an algorithm created by Spotify and not a real band.
Oh, man. Okay. That's all right. I'm going to listen to some of those. Lately, I have been listening to... So I'm just looking at the ones recently added.
Yeah.
But in terms of things I've listened to a lot over a long period of time, I do have a few favorite albums, like Master Puppets by Metallica. And
I didn't expect that from you.
Hurry Up, We're Dreaming by M83.
Don't know. Oh, yeah, I know that.
What else? I guess there are like a few that I would listen to while I'm working, you know? Mm. I got into, a while ago, the Selected Ambient Works 8592 by Aphex Twin, which is an old one, but I actually didn't listen to it when it first came out.
Aphex Twin is cool.
Yeah, but so I mean, anyway, I have a few like that, but the recent ones that I've been listening to, or recently added to my library, Angel Olsen has a new album.
Don't know who that is.
Have you ever listened to Angel Olsen? Oh, she's really great. She has a great album called My Woman, and then her new one is like a different, yeah, anyway, both of those, the new one is called All Mirrors, and I would say the first half of both of those albums is like pretty amazing.
And then they just go to shit?
Well, then it gets more, like they have like a more cohesive the first half, and then like the second half is like less cohesive to my ear, to my untrained ear. I just downloaded an album by Chromatics, which I have not really actually listened to yet. But it has a cover of The Sound of Silence in it, which is kind of cool because
they do some great. What's their really, really great? I'm on Fire, right? They do.
Yeah. They have that like very like monotone, like.
Yeah, that's really cool. I love that song though.
Kind of cool. Rolling Stones in the book 11/22/63, which I like and you don't like.
I do not like this book.
Although I know. I read it all the way through again, second time, and it goes way off the rails at the end. He's trying to explain why what's going on is going on and like what happens in the future after he saves JFK, and it's terrible. That part is terrible, but I do think the rest of the book is excellent. Anyway,
you just spoiled
there's
it.
A reference in that book to the song.
Wait, should we beep out the spoiler you just did there?
Yeah, sure.
Is it okay?
Yeah. It's right, okay, I think. In. Yeah, the song is Honky Tonk Women by Rolling Stones.
Honky Tonk Woman. That one.
Yeah, it's like gimme, that only. I don't think gimme. He says I'm a honky tonk woman.
Oh.
but it's yeah, basically, yeah.
She's a honky tonk woman. Sorry.
Honky tonk blues. Yeah. But it's that is a great song. It is a great song.
I love that song. It's so fun.
There's this song.
Honk.
This album, this group's called Bleached, and they have a song called Heartbeat Away. Really good. It's like very get stuck in your head. And then I was listening to Slater Kinney had a new album that's pretty good. David Bowie, old stuff. Oh, Help a Stranger by The Raconteurs. It's an excellent album.
Oh, I don't
album.
Know this. Do you know the band called the 1975?
That sounds familiar, but I don't know. Yeah.
That's my most recently added album because I wanted to see what, because people have been talking about it. They're kind of like glam rock or something. I don't even know. I also like The Killers, by the way. I don't care if people don't like The Killers. I like The Killers. I'll fight you.
Oh, man. So that's, we can see if there's any audience response to us sharing music. I could keep going with other music, but I think that's enough for now.
Stop, please.
Stop, please. Kill me. God, back to the drunk, sad CEO talk.
Fuck, man. No, I can't get in a good mood, so I'm just going to have to keep it angry, you know?
Yeah.
Not angry, just like, you know, this is actually, this is going to be the topic. What do you do? So when you're in a funk and you
I have to
know,
go in like 3 minutes.
Okay. What? bullet points. Yeah. What do you do when you're in a funk and you want to get out of it fast?
Okay. It depends on how bad the funk is. If the funk's really bad, I'm paralyzed by it.
Yeah.
I would do push-ups.
Okay.
Push-ups would be like step one.
Okay, yeah.
Other thing is like get outside, go for a run. Like just try to like burn it. Basically, the idea with both of those is like burn it out. Like try to like change my like physical state in some way.
Okay, yeah.
The other thing that I intellectually know helps a lot, but is actually very hard to do when I'm in a funk is to clean up. Like to just like physically clean up the house or the my desk or whatever.
Maybe I'll do that.
It unlocks like a lot of energy to do that usually. The other thing is to try to identify what is the thing that I'm like dreading the most or is like stressing me out the most that like a task.
Yeah.
As like a task and then like try to do that task.
Yeah.
A lot of times I can't figure that out. So I'll talk to my wife about it and just like, she's really good, like sounding board thing where it's just like, I'll just sort of like say, well, okay, I'm trying to figure out what's going on and like what I'm stressed out about. Here's kind of what's, and she'll just ask me questions and then, you know, usually try to figure out what it is. So those are some of the things that could help. I mean, honestly, like sleep is a big one for me. If my sleep gets disrupted much at all, I'm okay with shorter sleep sometimes. You know, I can still function for a while, but eventually that'll catch up with me. And often if I oversleep or if my sleep is way shifted, like when you describe like staying up to 5 and then like waking up at 11.
Yeah, no, I usually don't do that.
That would devastate me emotionally, actually. Yeah. Like that would like seriously put me into like a depression probably for a few days. So I'd have to stay away from that.
Vodka soda, my friend.
Vodka soda, and it would be
fine. It would usually do that to me too, but not this time.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Oh, the other thing I do is just like write on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Like try to just like write out what's the tasks or steps or things that I need to take to kind of dig out from wherever I am. Mm. That often helps. And the other thing that sometimes helps if I'm feeling in a bit of a mess is to type like a journal, like to type up like, okay, just like stream of consciousness, what's going on in my head. Because sometimes I can't actually process it like mentally, but by putting the words on paper, it sort of, it takes some form and I can figure out what's going on a bit better.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. So those are some things from the Jake, the Jake bag of sadness tricks.
I think I'll do some push-ups now in just in my little room here. And then I think I'm going to go to the cinema because that sometimes helps me as well. Oh, the movies. Sorry.
Yeah. The movies, the moving pictures,
the movies.
Yeah. Yeah. That can be a good one. You know, just, I mean, it kind of depends. And maybe you have a sense of like what the source of the funk is.
Oh no, this is an easy one. It's a specific event and now I have to solve it. And it was unexpected. It's not like some health thing or anything. It's just a business thing. And it's really fine. It's just that it adds a lot of stress to my life, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatevs. Push-ups. All right. I'm going to be so jacked next time you see me.
Yeah. Yeah. All I'm going to be able to see on Skype here
throbbing
is
throbbing muscles.
It's going to be throbbing pecs.
Buy our t-shirts, send us pictures. That will make us happy. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Sing it out?
Oh, let's sing it out.
Okay. All right.
One, two, three, four.
Jake and Jonathan got some t-shirts now. Bye.